Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive.
Hi, everyone.
You know, sometimes we get into these really complex topics with all these different facets, and we really have to kind of dig in deep. But, sometimes the best solutions are right there in front of us.
Absolutely.
Like, have you ever thought about just walking?
It's so simple, right?
It's so simple.
It's so
And
powerful.
we're going to look at walking for mental health today.
Yeah, that's our deep dive.
We have some excerpts from an article called Why Walking Outside is One of the Most Powerful and Underrated Mental Health Hacks.
Catchy title.
Yeah, very catchy.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if it lives up to that.
Let me see.
Okay, so this article comes out swinging with some pretty bold claims.
Yeah, it does.
It actually says that walking can be as effective as therapy in some cases.
I know. It sounds like a big statement.
Yeah, but there is actually research to back that up.
Yeah, there are studies that have shown that for people who are maybe dealing with mild to moderate depression,
Okay.
if they go for a walk 3 times a week, just 30 minutes, that can be just as effective as taking antidepressants in
Wow.
terms of managing their symptoms.
So it's not just like I'm going to go for a walk and feel a little bit better.
Right.
It's like this could actually be a legitimate treatment.
Absolutely.
So how does that work?
Right.
I mean, we all know exercise is good for us,
Yeah.
but what's actually happening in our brains and bodies when we go for a walk?
Okay, so you know that feeling that people talk about, like a runner's high?
Yeah.
You get that from walking too.
Oh, interesting.
And that's endorphins.
Oh, great.
You know those feel-good chemicals in the brain?
Okay.
They get released when we're physically active.
So it's kind of like a natural mood booster.
Yeah, like a little happy pill that you give yourself.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not just about adding the good stuff, it's also about reducing the bad stuff,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
Like stress and anxiety.
Exactly.
So does walking help with that?
Yeah, it does. So walking can help regulate cortisol.
Okay.
And cortisol is the stress hormone.
Ah,
You
yeah.
know, it's that kind of mental static that makes it hard to focus or
Yeah.
relax.
Right. Okay.
When we walk, it actually helps turn down the volume on that static.
Interesting. So we get more endorphins and less cortisol.
Exactly.
That sounds like a good combination to me.
I think so.
But there's more to it, right?
Yeah, there's more.
Like this article also talks about how walking can be almost meditative.
That's right.
So how does that fit into the picture?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Walking, especially at a brisk pace,
Okay.
it has a natural rhythm to it. You know,
Yeah.
you start focusing on your breath,
Okay.
the physical sensations of each step,
Yeah.
the world around you,
Right.
and it becomes like a moving meditation.
That's
You're
interesting.
engaging your body,
Right.
but you're also quieting those racing thoughts and anxieties.
So it's like you're not stuck at your desk or
Exactly.
staring at a screen. You're out
Yeah.
there, you're moving,
Yes.
and your mind just has a chance to declutter.
Yes, exactly. It gives you that mental space to maybe process things a little bit
Oh,
differently.
yeah.
And, you know, you're getting fresh air, you're
Yeah.
seeing things from a new perspective, literally.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
And speaking of perspective,
Yeah.
I thought this concept of nature deficit disorder was really fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
What is that all about?
Well, it's not an official medical diagnosis,
Oh, okay.
but it's this idea
Okay.
that we're spending way too much time disconnected from nature,
Okay.
which actually has negative effects on us.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. For
No.
most of human history, we were surrounded by nature, and
Yeah.
it's only recently that we've become so tied to our indoor
I
lives.
know, especially with all the technology and everything.
Exactly.
It's so easy to just be inside all the time.
Yeah.
So we're kind of wired to be in nature.
Yeah.
And when we're not, it can mess with us.
Yeah, in ways we might not even realize, it can affect our mood, our focus, our stress levels.
Wow, that's kind of crazy to think about.
It is, it is.
And so walking can help with that
Yeah,
because it
exactly.
gets us outside.
It gets us outside, it gets us moving,
Okay.
even a short walk in a park, or even just being mindful of the trees on your street
Yeah.
can make a difference.
All right, so we talk about the why.
Right.
Let's get into the how.
Okay.
How can we actually make walking work for our mental well-being?
Right.
It can't just be as simple as walking.
Right.
Well, I mean, it kind of can be.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the key is really consistency.
Okay.
You don't have to like go on a marathon every day.
Right.
Even just 15 or 20 minutes
Yeah.
can make a huge difference.
Okay.
Just try to fit it into your day somehow.
Okay, so like what?
Well, you could walk during your lunch break
Okay.
or you know, take the stairs instead of the
Why
elevator.
little things?
Exactly,
Or like
little.
walk to the coffee shop. instead of driving.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I love about walking.
Yeah.
You don't need a gym membership.
No. Nope.
You don't need any fancy equipment.
No, not at all.
It's just you.
Yeah.
And the open road.
Or the sidewalk.
Yeah, or a trail.
The aerial, yeah.
It's so accessible.
Exactly. You can do it almost anywhere, anytime.
And the benefits go beyond mood too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like what else?
Well, it can help with sleep.
Okay.
It can boost your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even find that it sparks their creativity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So really, walking, especially in nature,
mm-hmm.
it's like a superpower for our mental well-being.
It really is. It's such a simple act,
yeah.
but it can have profound effects.
So I guess the question is,
yeah.
what small change can each of us make today to incorporate more walking into our lives?
Exactly.
You know, maybe it's a walk around the block after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a mindful stroll in the park on the weekend.
Yeah.
Even a few minutes.
It all adds up.
Can make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
Well, I think I'm going to go for a walk right now.
I think I might join you.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See ya.
And we'll see you on the next deep dive.
Bye.